Psalm 39:1. Listen to what it said. I want y'all to listen closely. See, Proverbs 6:2 say you are snared, you're caught, you're taken. Right? Psalm 39:1. I said, now how many of you gonna say what he said? 39:1. I said, I will take heed to my way. Are you gonna keep on acting like you've been in the past? Just any kind of way. I will take heed to my what? That I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle. I'm going to keep it under control. I'm not going to talk any, say anything. I'm going to keep a bridle. Why you put a bridle on a horse? Why you have it? You got a director in the direction you want him to go. When you need to hold him, make him hold up, you pull up on the bridle. He knows that means to stop. If you want to, when your neck range him, you know, you just lay that thing on the rope on the side of the neck. You want him to turn, he know to turn that way. You put it on, he turn that way. I'll put a bridle while the wicked is before me, and Satan is all around you and other people too, talking wicked talk, talking ungodly talk. I'm just dying to go. Boy, you know, they got the bad weather out. Ooh, I don't know what's gonna happen. You ought to be saying, ain't coming down my dwelling. Ain't coming down my dwelling. You're not coming down my dwelling. You're going to release some words that peace will control. That peace will control your situation. Did what did Jesus say to the storm? He didn't say, oh boy, what we're going to do? No, he said what? Peace, be still. Because he knew what was in the kingdom he come from, he lived in, and he brought it into that situation. Peace, be still. And trouble had to leave because they had no right to operate. Because peace had authority over trouble. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, as I wrap this up tonight, for tonight, not wrap it up for, because I knew I didn't get to the other part. I thought I was going to get there. Your tongue is a small member, but you are the ones that should be in charge to keep it under control. Feed your spirit. That out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth will speak. Stop allowing this outside interference choke your head full of thoughts that's against God. Stop allowing loose talk you hear from others influence you, but you become a dissonant person that you watch what you hear and examine those things that's being said in the light of the word. Just don't talk that way. I don't think Brother Lalane mind me doing this. I don't think he do. His wife just left to go to be with the Lord, right? Is that right, Brother Lalane? You know what most of us say? Well, I just lost my wife. I just lost this. She ain't lost. But we don't think a thing in the world about it, do we? She's not lost. She's not lost. I bet she happened in all of us. Come on. See, you gotta distance yourself and destroy these habits that we are not conscious of. Coming out, and sometimes I've said stuff And my wife said, you said so-and-so. I said, no, I didn't. I will argue with her. Then I finally got enough nerve to go back and listen to the tape. There it is. There it is. So, this word will purify you. This word will clean you up on the inside and clean your mouth up, clean your life up, and you'll talk like a newborn creature. You'll talk like a child of the King. You'll talk like a winner. You'll talk like one that's on top and not beneath. You'll talk like the strong and not the weak. Hallelujah. You'll give glory to God no matter who else won't, because you know who lives on the inside of you. Can we say praise?